This is The Source on KSTX, a product of the Texas Public Radio Newsroom. I'm David Martin Davies. There's going to be a new battle of the Alamo on Saturday over gun rights. Hundreds of supporters of open carry are expected to attend a rally. And not that far away, the group Moms Demand Action will be having their own event asking for gun sense. Do you feel comfortable with the gun rally at the Alamo in the middle of downtown San Antonio? Do you support open carry of guns should the Texas law be changed? Or do you think all this gun violence we've seen has gotten out of control and something needs to be done? We want to hear from you. Call in at 614-8980, 614-8980. On the program this half hour, we have Jason Orsic. He is the Vice President of Open Carry Texas, and Michelle Green. She's the chapter leader of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. Welcome to The Source.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Jason, let me ask you, how is this going to be set up? I mean, is it a march or is it a rally? Or, and what time does this happen? Is that 10 o'clock Saturday morning, right?
Well, we have it. We have the whole event scheduled from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we may end up running past 2 p.m., but basically, you know, we're all going to get together at 10, and we have several speakers that are going to be, talking about the Second Amendment and gun rights. Jerry Patterson, the land commissioner, is our keynote speaker. And then Master Sergeant C.J. Grisham, he was the vet that got arrested up in Temple for open carrying his rifle. He'll be up there doing a speech. And then some of the organizers have a few of those that will be up there. And we have a couple surprise speakers also. And I believe the last we checked last night, all the speeches should all be over around 12:30-ish, maybe 1. And then we're going to do a walk. We're going to go up and walk around the police station and come back to Travis Park. And then when we get to the Travis Park area, we're going to have microphones. And anybody that's in the crowd in our group that wants to speak, we'll give them an opportunity of 3 to 5 minutes to, you know, pretty much to say whatever they want to say. Kind of like an old style town hall meeting. But we're open air town hall meeting type of scenario, and I'm not sure, you know, we have it scheduled to stop at 2, but, you know, it may end up running until 3 or maybe 4 o'clock. It just depends on how many people want to talk.
Now, the event, people who participate are invited to bring weapons, correct?
Sure, yes.
How does that work?
What do you mean, how does it work?
I mean, you know, so people may not be familiar with the law, and so kind of explain.
Got you. Well, in Texas, open carry of a long gun is unregulated.
A long gun is like a rifle, right?
That would be like a rifle or a shotgun. Anything that's not designed to be, you know, the law defines a handgun as a firearm that's designed to be fired with one hand. And then pretty much everything else is going to be a long gun. That would be a rifle, a shotgun, you know, there's no caliber restrictions. Just if it's designed to be fired with one hand, it's a handgun. It's designed to be fired with two hands. It's a long gun.
Okay, so people can have those with them, and they can carry them out in the open, right?
That's correct. There is, like I said, it's unregulated in Texas. There's only one law that really affects what we do, and it's under the disorderly conduct. It's 4201A8, and it says carrying a firearm or other deadly weapon in a way calculated to cause alarm, and that's a very important to understand that it says calculated to cause alarm, and that doesn't say carrying a gun and people are alarmed. It says you're carrying it in a way calculated to cause alarm. So that's really the only real regulation in Texas that you need to be real aware of when you're doing this kind of stuff. And then also too, Texas law exempts if it's any pre-1899 weapons, and the federal law exempts them too, but under the Texas law, it says that if it's a pre-1899 weapon, or if it's a replica of a pre-1899 that does not fire center fire or rim fire cartridges, then those are exempted by legal definition as a weapon. So being that they're exempted they're exempted as being a firearm, so because they're exempted from being a firearm, by default, they're going to be exempted from being considered a handgun, and there is no regulation on carrying those, too. You can actually carry those in Texas legally concealed without a concealed handgun permit or openly okay. course, about any time from now.
Let me bring Michelle into the conversation. Michelle Green, she's the chapter leader of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. What are y'all doing?
Well, this Saturday we're going to have an alternative event, something that will allow folks to come out and just, we're calling it a gathering for gun sense, where people, some folks, I think a number of folks are very upset by what's going on at the Alamo, and this is an opportunity to get together and get involved with advancing what we think are some common sense gun laws, some common sense limits, and a culture of responsibility. And so we'll be meeting at the Alamo Street Eat Bar between 11 and 1 at 609 South Alamo Street. And it's a family event. There's going to be a taco truck, and we're going to have sidewalk chalk and bubbles, and there will be opportunities for people to join up with Moms Demand Action, find out more about what we're doing in Texas and around the country.
So I mean, tell me, what it is. What are you trying to achieve with your alternative event? Why are you responding to the gun event?
Well, you know, Moms Demand Action is a fairly new group. It was formed in the wake of the Sandy Hook tragedy in Newtown. And we really feel moms around the country that have joined this group, we model ourselves on Mothers Against Drunk Driving. And we're Republicans, we're Democrats, we're gun owners, we're non-gun owners. We certainly support the Second Amendment, but we feel that we've really been asleep at the wheel for several decades in terms of managing or being involved in our nation's gun policies. And what's going on at the Alamo this weekend really shows where we've wound up. We just have such lax regulation that something like this can occur, and to us it really feels like an outlier type event. It does not seem like what the majority of we as Texans want, and let me tell you, a lot of us are gun owners, and what we see going on there is not comforting to us. And likewise, I think when you see the number of mass shootings around the country, you know, certainly a lot of mothers are feeling very vulnerable. We are vulnerable. We don't know who these folks are, whether they are quote-unquote good guys or bad guys. Right now, you can buy a gun in the U.S. off of arms list or through a private sale with no background check whatsoever. And there's just no way to know who these folks are. And what's happening is that these groups are taking these guns and openly carrying them into Walmarts and Staples and Starbucks, and you know, we are on occasion encountering them, and it's very alarming. We think that open carry laws in this state make a lot of sense for hunters out in rural areas. I mean, these laws go back for a long, long time.
Sure. Michelle, I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to continue this conversation. We're going to get to some phone calls. The number is 614-8980. We're talking about the gun rally downtown, hearing from both sides. We're hearing from Open Carry Texas, talking about how they're planning to have the rally, how they're planning to do it safely. We're hearing about from moms who are concerned about what message this sends. We're going to continue the conversation. When we come back from this break. Stay tuned. Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. If you don't like the sight of weapons and guns and rifles and things like that, don't go to downtown this Saturday, because there's going to be a massive march at the Alamo. People who want to protest the need for open carry in Texas, they're having a march and a protest. And don't go if you don't want to see guns. But if you want to protest in favor of guns, then maybe you might want to consider going. We're talking to people who are in favor. They're organizing the event, the Pro Open Carry Texas, and also Moms Against Gun Violence. Let's get down to the phones. Oscar is on the line. Oscar, welcome to The Source.
Thank you. I'm an attorney here in San Antonio, and I have a concealed carry permit. And I think the reaction to this event underscores the entire gun control issue in this country. You've got politically active, law-abiding citizens who are going to legally exercise their rights in Texas. And supposedly, what do you get? A reaction from pro-legislation groups that want to stop it, and they're supposed to both be for the same issue. So you can't be scared of law-abiding citizens who actually obey the law and try and use the law and at the same time say, well, guns are bad and evil, and we need to do something about it. Oh, please. It's overreaction. It underscores why people who are proponents of gun rights can never negotiate their rights away. It underscores the entire overreaction to this problem. And moms demanding gun sense, I'm not going to feel welcome at that group. Not even as a gun owner and a gun collector and a regular at the local gun shows.
Okay.
That group strikes me as somebody who just wants more legislation to take away at my rights, and I'm not the problem.
Okay, Oscar, thank you for that call. So you're saying that the moms are they're overreacting, but moms, are you overreacting, moms? Or what have you heard? Have you gotten death threats? I've heard that you have.
Well, I mean, listen, we've been getting, you know, bizarre, misogynistic messages since we started doing this, you know, 10 months ago after the Newtown tragedy, so that's nothing new. But in terms of wanting more legislation, I mean, that's part of what we want, but we also want a culture of responsibility around guns, and those of us that do own guns understand that. And some of this is cultural. I mean, certainly there is a legal aspect, and there are certain changes that we want to the law. But I don't think you see a large corporation like Starbucks stepping up and saying we don't want guns in our stores, unless there is a problem. And I think Americans are tired of it. I really do. And listen, in Texas, only over 70% of folks want stronger background checks. 90% of Americans want stronger background checks.
Okay, so Jason, I hear you reacting to that. So tell me about that.
I'm not sure what part of Texas she lives in, but she's not living in the same part I'm in. I'd like to thank the caller, too, because he hit the nail right on the head about, you know, the mom's group that's counter-protesting it. And, you know, we've read all of their, you know, their platform and what they want to do. And I would almost go as far as to say it's a lie for the mom's group to say that they just want sensible gun owners, because if you read their platform, they want gun control is what they want. They don't want guns in public places. They want everybody that owns a gun to have it under basically a triple lock and key anywhere where it's at, and they don't want it in public places. I mean, they're just, it's a gun control group is what it is.
Okay, let's go back to the phones. I'm going to get, Jason, I think you made your point. I'm going to get another caller on the air. Let's get Matt on the line. Matt, welcome to The Source.
Hi, I'm just calling to say that I'm not really against ownership of any kind of gun by a rational person, although I would question how you gauge rationality in a person. But my main question is, if you've got, say, 800 or 1,000 guys and women, I guess, showing up in a public place in a way that they don't normally do, and let's say there's a tourist, he walks around the corner, he walks into Alamo Plaza, and there's like 1,000 guys standing around with loaded weapons, how can that they not be alarmed?
Okay,
I mean,
let me...
I would be alarmed, and how is that, you know, how can you say that you're not causing alarm when you gather in such great numbers?
Okay, so Jason Orsic from Open Carry, Texas, can you give me an answer to that?
Yeah, sure can. You know, I'd just like to point out that this event in San Antonio, this is getting a lot of publicity, and a lot of people are first hearing about this, but we've actually got about 30 groups statewide that is literally doing hundreds of these walks, and they're not as large as this one. You know, we're talking, you know, three guys, maybe 10 or 20, and every weekend, every single weekend for the last 3 months, we've been having between 3 and 6 events a week going on statewide. So now we're talking about thousands of people that have been open carrying, and people just do not get alarmed. The only people that get alarmed are people like the moms group that have an irrational fear of guns, but the common people on the street, I mean, me personally, I've walked into the state capitol several times. I've been down in downtown San Antonio several times. I've been on the, and we're talking about highly populated areas now.
So you're saying this is nothing new, that people have weapons.
People do not get alarmed like what, to think that you're going to walk up on a guy with a gun and everybody's going to freak out, it's just, all it is emotional fiction. It's not true. It doesn't happen.
All right, Jason, I'm going to get another caller on the air. Let's get Colette. Colette, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you so much. I have a quick question for your representative from OC Texas. I see that the leader of OC Texas just posted a Facebook update encouraging rally attendees to stand up to so-called abuses of power by the SAPD. And I quote, "I would hate for innocent officers following illegal orders to start an armed confrontation. We don't want to fight, but we will not back down." This is posted within the last half hour. I'd like to hear some insight from your guest.
Okay, Colette, thank you for that call. Jason, can you react to that? I know you guys are really trying to practice safety in this event, and you're telling people definitely do not chamber your weapons.
That's correct. We're at this event, we're going to have, on all the rifles, we're going to have a chamber flag, which, whether it's a commercial flag or a lot of times we'll use drinking straws. And what we do is we open the bolt back, yeah, and we insert a drinking straw halfway down into the chamber and then close the bolt. And what that does is that shows everybody else, okay, that weapon is not chambered.
So the weapons are not chambered, but there may be bullets and magazines and such. What about getting along with PD, SAPD? That sounds like a challenge.
Well, not really. I mean, a lot of the U-Haul and stuff that you're hearing is just, you know, just people, you know, talking and saying stuff. But, you know, in our mission statement, the number four in our mission statement, it says exactly, quote, "foster a cooperative relationship with local law enforcement.
Okay, and so what about, you know, so you guys are going to get along with local law enforcement. What about the folks, the moms? Are you guys going to leave them alone? Are we going to have a problem there?
I was actually going to invite them to come to our event and to participate with us because, we all feel that the moms group has an irrational fear, and it's just based off of a lack of knowledge about firearms.
I think some people are really concerned that there's going to be some problems there, some friction. So we can just let the moms do their thing and you do your thing.
These events are, you'd be surprised, there's no friction there. I mean, they're super friendly. Everybody gets along. An armed society is a polite society.
All right. Looking forward to that. That's exactly what we want to have. We want to have a problem-free event. Jason Orrick, Open Carry Texas. Thanks for joining us. Michelle Green, chapter leader of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. This is The Source on KSTX. We'll be back after this pledge break in NPR News.